down.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Well, even if you don't have a pet aardvark or giraffe, you might care about aardvarks or giraffes, and we need to know more about them if we're going to help those animals. The Morris Animal Foundation continues to do research to better understand zoo animals, wild animals, but our dogs and cats at home as well. So some of the vaccines that we take for granted that our pets get, that research was first funded by the Morris Animal Foundation. We will talk to their CEO, Chief Bottle Washer, Dr. John Reddington, will be here. And, yes, it is warmer outside. And with that, they come into our house sometimes. I'm talking about fleas. Can you imagine fleas in your bed with you? I'm about to get really... But you know what? This is... So if you're not protecting your dog, and more than half our dogs statistically share our beds, what do you expect to have happen? So fleas are gross. We know that. But beyond that, they carry disease. And we will talk with veterinary parasitologist, one of the regulars on this show, especially at this time of year, Dr. Michael Dryden, about that. The dog flu is still happening all over America. The human flu happens, right? In fact, the flu in people, it's one of the top 10 killers, I think, in the nation. The flu. The influenza virus. So what if we had a better treatment for that than what we currently have? Well, we might have one, and we can thank frogs for that to happen. You heard me right. Frogs. I'll explain what I mean by that. Most of all, we are here to help you. If you have any questions at all about your pets, dogs, cats, or frogs, I am at 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Ken, you are on the radio. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I just wish my dog was doing a little better.
Oh, no. What's going on?
Well, he seems to have a problem. He wants to drag his rear end through the gravel, on the ground, through the grass, and he really acts like it's really bothering him bad, and I took him to the vet, and they gave me worm pills, and it didn't seem to help none.
Well, did they take a look at his anal glands?
No, sir.
Well, I don't know. I'm a bit confused, because that is typically, I mean, that is so classic. You know, so I'm missing something here. First off, I'm a behavior guy. I'm certified in dog and cat behavior, not the rear end of dogs. However, your veterinarian is, if you will. So the classic sign of these anal glands, or anal sacs, really, they're not glands, we call them that, being impacted. You know, when dogs relieve themselves, when they do number two, some stuff squirts out, and that helps tell other dogs a whole lot about that dog.
He's been having diarrhea, and I believe I even may have seen a little bit of blood in his stool.
Okay, so let me go through. So the impacting of anal sacs, them not expressing themselves. That's the terminology, believe it or not. When the dog does number two, that's possible. I was going to say also gastrointestinal issues or something related to that is another possibility. The dog just hurts back there, or if the dog is having runny stools, you know, dogs don't use toilet paper, so there could be something going on, you know. So your veterinarian really needs to have a conversation with you about what's going on, and there is something going on, and if there's blood in the stool, and if it's consistent, it concerns me. Listen, blood in the stool once a year, probably, you know, listen, it happens, but if it's happening and happening and happening, that right there in of itself is a reason to contact your veterinarian. And if you feel your veterinarian for one reason or another isn't taking this seriously or isn't, which I can't imagine, or able to address it, which I can't imagine, then simply see another veterinarian.
Well, he may be afraid of him because the dog even tried to bite me the other day when I was just brushing him.
Aha. So has this been always what the dog's behavior is?
Well, I found him. He's a Siberian Husky, and mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, when I carried him in, they said they found a chip, and that the owners was coming to get the dog. So I went back up there and put the dog in the back of my truck and waited on the owners, and they didn't want to pay the vet bill.
But, great.
You know, so they never came back to get, you know, never came up there to get him. But he's really a wild acting dog, you know, and I'm afraid of him. But
yeah. All right. Well, you can develop a stronger bond with the dog just by doing things with this dog that the dog enjoys. And it is conceivable, there's no guarantee here, that at least you will develop a more trusting, you know, it's all about trust. And my sense is, just based on, this is usually how it goes, is the dog may be somewhat fearful. But having said that, when you go to the veterinarian, before you go, get a basket muzzle. They're available online as well as some pet stores. And that way, your veterinarian and you will be protected, too. Because we know...
I was thinking I was probably going to have him put him down to work him over, but, you know...
Well, I don't know what you mean by put him down.
We'll put him to sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, a basket muzzle and a veterinary technician usually do the trick.
Okay.
Maybe with a harness on, you know, or a leash on, you know, to help control the dog, too.
Yeah.
But definitely that rear end needs to be looked at. The anal glands need to be checked, and a discussion about what you're feeding the dog and what the dog might be eating when the dog is outside and you're not with the dog.
Well, he don't eat anything but what I give him, and I feed him, I cook him hamburger every morning and every evening.
Now, this dog's...
And with his food.
Yeah, this dog's got it pretty good. But you need to have a discussion. Something is going on with your dog is the bottom line. There's no way I could discern from here. I could say, hey, it might be this. Oh, no, it might be that. But there's nothing I can do to definitively say that's the problem. That's a discussion you'll have to have with your veterinarian. Checking for intestinal parasites also makes sense, which you said your veterinarian did.
Well, he just gave him the worm. He said he felt like, you know, it was some kind of a chewable.
Okay, I doubt he gave him the worm. He probably gave him a dewormer. Veterinarians rarely give dogs worms. But I hear what you're saying, and again, talk to your veterinarian.
Thanks
hopefully,
for being there for us.
Well, sure. Hopefully at least I've given you some ideas. Least I could do is send you a dog toy, so hold on so we can get your information. It was really heroic of you to take in this dog that you don't even have a great relationship with, and my goodness, you're cooking the dog hamburger every morning. I should come over to your house for an omelet, I think.
Well, you're liable to get bit.
Oh, well, no, I don't think so. I don't know. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. Have you liked me? Do you like me? I hope you like me. On Facebook, go to my fan page, facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World, where you can read stories when they break about animal news, like the one I'm about to talk about, how frogs might help us to find a way to cure the flu. next. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So you kind of have to follow my setup here. Antibiotics, I'm talking about to help people, or for that matter, to help dogs or cats, are pretty effective. So if there's a bacterial infection, except for this whole bucket of people and dogs and cats, incidentally, especially dogs that have built up a resistance to some antibiotics some of the time, antibiotics are pretty darn good at sometimes very, very quickly doing what they're supposed to do. Antiviral medications aren't so great in people or in pets, for that matter. So when researchers discovered that there's a species of frog that has a mucous membrane, like a lot of frogs, actually, if you touch them, it's toxic. That's not good. But that toxicity is an antiviral and antibacterial. And at the same time, maybe we can use that to benefit us. So what they did is figure out, okay, what peptides are in this toxic mucous membrane that covers the frog? And it turns out some of those peptides would kill us. That's not going to help us. So you might get over the flu, but you die. So that's not good. But one of those peptides turns out to be helpful, and it doesn't kill you, at least in theory. And what they do now, these scientists, is amazing. They take cells on a test tube, maybe human cells. And I know I'm on the board of the Wynn Feline Foundation, where we help cats by funding cat health studies. And now this is done for dogs and cats, too. They take cells, so cat cells, dog cells, human cells, put them on a slide and see how those cells respond. So you don't need any more. I mean, back in the day, sadly, in the 1950s and even into the 60s, dogs and cats were used in research in a lot of ways. And if the dog died, well, that's the way. That doesn't happen anymore. That's the good news. And now, on a slide, you can recreate a person or a dog or a cat. It's really quite incredible. Well, what's happened here in this research is that this person on a slide with the flu bug goes away because of this peptide that is on the skin of a frog. You follow all that? So the good news is, and this is like almost hard to believe, so they've named this flu-fighting peptide for a sword with a flexible blade that snaps like a whip, because that's kind of what it does to the flu virus. It snaps it in half, and it's gone. Boom, bang, out of here. Can it happen in real life? Well, we're going to find out, but these researchers are quite serious about this, and this really could happen. The other lesson to be learned here, we think of these species of animals, and frogs are disappearing, by the way. All amphibians, our salamanders and frogs, are disappearing from the planet quite quickly for a variety of different reasons, mostly habitat loss. Some frogs are hunted to eat. So maybe a lesson can be learned, because people say, well, why do you need that salamander? Why do you need that frog? Well, turns out this one species of frog found in India may solve the problem with flu. And if that really does happen, we're talking about millions of human lives saved, and it might even cross over to other flus. So you've read about the avian flu affecting chickens, right? You've read about the... I've talked about the dog flu. So this is a way in which maybe, we have a solution to the flu, and you can say to your friends, I heard about that frog cure on Steve Dale's Pet World. So I was talking about funding research for pets. Well, one of the most significant funders ever, the Morris Animal Foundation. And we will talk to their CEO, Dr. John Reddington, next.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
One of the organizations most impactful, whether you know it or not, to your dog or cat, or even if you have another pet beside a dog or a cat, is likely an organization called the Morris Animal Foundation. Morris Animal Foundation funds research for which we understand all sorts of bad things, in many cases, that don't happen to our pets anymore, because of Morris. Dr. John Reddington is the CEO. Hello there.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Now, I don't know if I described that well at all. I'm sure you can do a better job.
It is. It's probably one of the best-kept secrets in animal health. It's not well-known beyond the veterinary community, which is a real shame. But it's been around for 68 years. It has funded over 2,700 studies, to the tune of greater than $100 million, and really has initiated some real innovative technologies, things like the parvovirus vaccine and feline leukemia.
So all these things we take for granted, sort of, and you mentioned two of them. For little puppies, I hope, in too many places they're still not vaccinated, for the parvo virus, and feline leukemia, Another organization, in fact, the Wynn Feline Foundation, did the initial studies to help figure out what this was that was happening to cats. And then the Morris Animal Foundation came in and said, okay, now that we understand it, let's create a vaccine. And you know what? You and I would be here for hours, literally, if we listed everything that the Morris Animal Foundation has done. And what the Morris Animal Foundation is doing now, I want to touch on one thing in particular. So some dogs, our dogs and cats overall are living longer than ever before. But some animals are not. And this is particularly true, it seems anecdotally, with golden retrievers and maybe some other dog breeds too. Well, what's going on with that? And why are these dogs that... So Morris said, we're going to find out, and the likes of the study you're about to tell me about have never been seen before in animal health.
Absolutely. This is what is called a longitudinal study. And so we enrolled over 3,000 dogs. We have over 2,700 veterinarians involved. And it's a study that will cover 15 years. And the four primary endpoints
so
are
15
cancers.
Years of the dog's life.
Lives, yeah. Yes. And so it will cost probably upwards of $33 million. And not only will we find out about cancers, but all the other problems that Goldens have, but also other breeds as well.
Yeah, so specific to Goldens, a lot of them, the quality of life is impacted by allergy issues, other issues as well, and a chunk of them, and at some point soon you're going to be able to tell me what a chunk means exactly, but too many of them are dying of specific kinds of cancers, sometimes at a very young age.
Yeah, and that's why we're using that breed and those four cancers as the primary endpoints. And this is a unique study. The only close study in humans is the Framingham study, where they found out about all the cardiovascular implications of smoking, diabetes, inactivity. So this will be a very comparable study in animals, but it, as you said, it has never been done anywhere in the world before.
And it's not only dogs and cats you're interested in, it's other animals as well.
It's true. It's companion animals, dogs, cats, but also horses, alpaca, but wildlife as well. And so we have a global reach. We affect animal health across the globe.
Yes, indeed you do. And at one point, the Mountain Gorilla Project, so if you watch those National Geographic specials back in the day and saw Diane Fossey, the primatologist, it was in fact the Morris Animal Foundation that funded that, and I will argue, if it wasn't for two things, if it wasn't for the Morris Animal Foundation, and if it wasn't for the government of Rwanda paying attention, the country in Africa where they live in three countries, actually, but that's one of the three countries, that's the one the tourists most often go to, if they didn't say, okay, ecotourism is going to make a difference and help, and it turns out it does, and if it wasn't for the Morris Animal Foundation, I don't even know that we'd have mountain gorillas here today.
And that's true. I mean, it was the Mountain Gorilla Program, but it was also to teach veterinarians how to not only maintain the health of gorillas, but also all wildlife. And you're absolutely right. We seeded the project, we helped build out the facility, and then we subsequently turned it over to a university.
It's as you said, the public needs to know more about it. MorrisAnimalFoundation.org is the website. And newly redesigned website, in fact.
More to come.
With more to come.
All right.
Dr. Reddington, thank you so much.
And thank you very much for having me.
Your telephone calls next, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Oh, don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Rodney in Illinois, you are on the radio. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. What's going on?
We have a 15-year-old cat.
Mm-hmm.
And on occasions, she will go up and pee on our shoes.
Oh, no.
It's not a special time or a special shoe. It's, I guess, whenever she feels like it, she just goes up and pees on our shoes. So, my guess is she has a behavior issue, but I don't know how to take care of it other than keeping our shoes up off the floor.
It seems there is a behavior issue there. So, yes, keeping your shoes off the floor would help,
But what is prompting the cat to do this? Is the cat anxious about something that is changing in the household? So, first off, you have one cat, only one cat?
No, we have two. We have two cats.
And you have how many litter boxes?
We have two litter boxes within, like, a foot of each other.
Okay. So having two litter boxes so close together, and what I'm about to tell you may have nothing to do, or it may have a lot to do with what's going on. That I don't know. But what I'm about to tell you still matters. Having two litter boxes so close to each other is having, like, one giant litter box. I mean, okay, from the cat's perspective, they're right. I mean, it's right there. It's together. It's like one box. So
right,
the good news is that some cats prefer that. But the bad news is that if you have two litter boxes, in theory, you need as many litter boxes plus one as you have cats. Now, I understand people that have five cats, and I know that's not you, have a tough time having six litter boxes, but that would be the ideal. So for you, the ideal with two cats would be three litter boxes and not all in one place. The whole idea is they have to all be, so if you have three litter boxes, one over there, one over there, and one over there, that would be the ideal. I would definitely add a litter box, and if possible, and it may not be, close to where those shoes are. So my next question is, does the cat pee on shoes that are only in one place or just shoes that are randomly around the house? And incidentally, I ought to tell you, depending on what the outcome of our conversation is, it may turn out that this is the ultimate compliment, like your cat giving you a bouquet of roses. Like, I miss you. This has
right,
this has your scent on it. And the good news for you, it's better than the cat peeing on your bed, which is also a possibility.
Right.
But I want to, so that's actually at the end of the day what could be what's going on, but I want to discern better. So are these shoes random places or just in your bedroom?
It's been in two different locations. One location is where we come in the door on tile, where that's predominantly where we take our shoes off and leave them. And this morning, she actually was up in our closet area and peed on my wife's shoes. And she actually hangs out in the closet area
mm-hmm.
on most days. It's kind of her little spot.
Sure.
And this found it unusual that, you know, especially my wife's shoes. But,
Do these cats get along okay?
They kind of just stay away from each other. You know, they don't lay around with each other, no.
Okay, so my guess, believe it or not, it's not as much about the shoes as it is about your cat saying, I don't know where to go to the bathroom. I would absolutely add a litter box, and if possible, close to the place, in fact, if possible, in the closet. If that's not possible, as close to that closet as possible, and definitely away from the other two boxes. Leave the other two boxes there, but I would definitely add a litter box. I would not add a covered litter box. I think that this cat wants to see what's coming at him or her. My guess, and you know, from where I stand, it's a guess. Educated guess, I believe, I hope, but nevertheless a guess, because
right,
I'm not there
right
in your house. But I'm thinking, from everything you told me, these two cats don't necessarily love one another. When cats go to the litter box, cats are potential source. They're worried about what can happen, you know? I mean, they're prone to anything if they're in the litter box. So at that point in time, I want the cat to be comfortable. The cat may not be comfortable going to the other litter box because the other cat may be blocking the way on purpose or not. So I definitely would add a litter box away from the other two, leave the other two there. If possible, put it in the closet. And then let me know what happens.
All right. What about the age of the cats? One's like young, one's... This one we're having problems with is 15. And do you believe I should at least have her looked at by a vet, or do you think give this a try first with a litter box, or...
Well, when has the cat last been to the vet?
It's 9 months ago.
Okay, is this a new behavior?
No, I mean, it's you know, it happens, it just happens like once maybe I don't know, not really once a month, once every other month.
For 5 years it's been happening, or
for 3 or 4 years.
Okay. Yeah. So, because it's been happening for so long, I never would ever say don't go to the veterinarian. And going twice a year is always a good thing for any pet, particularly a senior pet. Having nothing directly to do with the problem you're describing, but that is always what I recommend for any pet, again, especially senior pets, because senior pets age more quickly at a more accelerated rate. So going to the veterinarian once every 6 months is still like you or I going to the doctor once every couple of years. So at least you want to go once every 6 months, in my opinion, for older pets especially. Having said that, because this problem's been going on for so long, I doubt there's a medical component. I presume you've told your veterinarian about the issue, and your veterinarian has determined there's no medical component to this.
Yeah, they've ran blood work, urinary tract, before, and it's always come back negative, you know.
Right.
So
I do think it's still going to the veterinarian twice a year, again, a good thing, but I think this is behavioral. And give my suggestion a try, and then let me know. Call me back.
Yeah, I've never thought of that, so thank you very much.
That is what I am here for. Thank you very much. It's good to talk to you. And our telephone number for any of you is 866-554-PETS. Coming up next, it is our email question of the week. In fact, it's a topic that is increasingly important. It's about dogs and cats getting along so they don't fight like dogs and cats, so you don't need Jimmy Carter to come in and make peace among everyone in the family. In fact, I'll be talking about this very topic to professionals at a big conference coming up, and it really resonates with this one listener, and you'll hear why next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watery.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Where next week on this very radio program, we talk to one of my favorite guests, Victoria Stillwell from Animal Planet's It's Me or the Dog. And she has a new series. I don't know how to say that one, though. It's called Guardians of the Night. How's that? Dramatic enough? We'll see next week what Victoria thinks about my interpretations. But I will tell you, this show is quite incredible. What she does is she follows police officers. She follows law enforcement more broadly, and their working dogs. And the relationship that they have with their dogs is one of the things. The other, though, is what these dogs do. And I don't think all of us are even aware of everything that they do and the difference they make. And, you know, there's a shortage now of not only these dogs, but also military working dogs. So I'm glad she's focusing a spotlight on this. I think it's really important. And as I say, the series is compelling. It's emotional. We'll talk about that next week on the show. Also, what do you do when you itch? Or at least your dog itches. Why might that be the case? And then, okay, you figure out why it's the case if you're lucky enough to do that. So how do you do that? We'll talk about that next week on the show. And then what to do about it.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, Morgan, our cat, is hurting our dog, a border collie named Geneva. A border collie being herded by something else? Morgan just showed up one day and adopted us. He's about 7 months old. Geneva's very patient with Morgan and actually allows the cat to move him around the house. Actually, I'm worried that this behavior isn't normal. Do you have any thoughts? Well, it is kind of normal. I mean, you have a kitten that's just acting like a kitten to a great degree, and you have a dog, happily, that is very patient with all this. So it sounds like everything is okay, and some of this, if not all of it, your cat Morgan will kind of grow out of. And by the way, wonderful that you were able to take in this cat who adopted you. I love that, and that's often how it goes. So here's what you should do to entice the cat to herd something else, or better put, to hunt something else. That's what cats need to do. Cats have a hardwired prey drive, kittens, adult cats, it doesn't matter, to hunt. Now, a lot of the obese cats, because they are so rotund, have lost that physical ability and may be clinically depressed as a result of all that. So a lot of our indoor cats just don't care anymore because they can't do it physically. They probably also hurt because they're arthritic. The percent of cats that are arthritic is far more than we ever thought about. And cats often don't demonstrate those signs of arthritis to us. I'm getting off the topic. So here's what you do with this cat that's hurting the dog. Get a laser light toy. You know what I'm talking about, one of those little light toys, and you shine it in one spot, and that's like a little bug. And the cat, especially a kitten, will go after that. Then drop a treat periodically, not all the time, on the little light. And the reason why I say that is otherwise the cat catches nothing. I mean, it goes pounce, as cats do, but it has nothing physical because there's just the light. I mean, there's nothing really there, and the cat doesn't understand that. So every once in a while, so the cat does not get frustrated, also make the game fair. Don't shine the light up on the ceiling, and be sure that kids don't do this without adult supervision because we don't want kids shining the light in their own eyes. But it's a great game to play with a cat that's young and active, as you describe. I don't know how you feed your cat, but the other thing I would do is to feed your cat in different places around the house. There's a wonderful system for this. It's called No Bowl. I've talked about it on the radio before. And in fact, if you put in Cats Win, Cats, W-I-N-N, Win, in the name of the Win Feline Foundation, the Win Feline Foundation benefits a bit, and that benefits all cats a bit as well. So what the No Bowl system is, and you can do this in any number of ways. There are other products you could buy out there. You could do it yourself, you know, and put food in different places around the house. So you start where the kitten's going to look for it. And because you have a dog, you want to make these places up high so the dog's not going to get into the cat food. And there are food puzzles. And that's what the No Bowl is. It looks like a mouse almost, and the cat has to move it around in such a way where the kibble falls out. If you prefer moist food, you could put moist food in little plastic dishes in different places. Again, in your case, way above the dog's height. All of this will focus or help to focus your cat on something other than chasing the dog. Email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. We don't like them. We're against them. We picket against them. But they still show up. Fleas, what do you do and what can you do? Is there anything you can do to stop the fleas from showing up? We'll talk to an expert next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Michael Dryden is a veterinary parasitologist at Kansas State University and the man, the only man I know who walks down the street and people say, "Hey, Dr. Flea, how are you? You are known. Your website is even Dr. Flea."
Yeah, it sure is. It's a tag the vet students gave me over 2 decades ago.
Well, indeed you are just that, one of the world's experts on this topic. So the American Animal Hospital Association Conference in 2015 in Tampa, Florida. And in Tampa, Florida, if you walk down the street, People will stop you and say, but I've got fleas in my house. And not only Florida, many southern states, many southeastern states, people feel there's nothing they can do. So I'll start here. Is there something they can do?
Well, there is, but I can surely appreciate their pain because actually Tampa, Florida is where we go every summer to evaluate our flea products. And we've been doing that since 1990. In fact, we've been down there 17 of the last 24 years evaluating flea products in people's homes. And why do we go to Tampa? Yeah, we consider it the flea capital of the world. It's not uncommon for us to see dogs down there with over 1,000 fleas on them. Wow. Pets die down there from flea infestation. So I, like I said before, I feel their pain. But, you know, today there are things we can do. New classes of chemistry have come on the market in the last several years. Our new understanding of flea control as well. If we're diligent, we treat all the animals, you know, we can accomplish that today. But, you know, it takes some effort, and you've got to talk to your veterinarian.
Okay, you set me up as you usually do. Let's begin with the new chemistry part of all this. I remember you and I were sitting here, I don't know, maybe 8-9 years ago. You probably know the exact date and time, talking about what was then new chemistry. Do we have a game changer again?
I think we do. I think we've seen some new things come out in the market the last few years. Some really spectacular topical spot-on products that are really, really new, but also the new orals as well. We've clearly seen some new oral technology. There's a class of chemistry called the isoxazolines. One of those products is from Ariel NexGard. The other is from Merck called Bravecto. Fleas have not seen this chemistry before, and when we take these things either into a flea colony in the lab or like last summer down in Tampa, we wipe fleas out, and we wiped them out rapidly. We were actually quite surprised how well some of these compounds now work.
And they work based on, let's talk about two different classes here,
okay.
The chewables and also the spot-ons.
Right.
So let's define our terms first. So for
Excellent.
People who don't know, spot-ons are what?
Well, spot-ons are those topical, literally spot-on application systems. You know, they come in some kind of a small little tube, and they, you know, they have various ways that they're open, and then you put these drops in one spot or multiple spots down the back of that dog or cat. And then those insecticides basically move through the fat layers on the animals through a combination of factors. And I think a lot of it is just grooming activity of the animal, moving the product around. And then when the fleas jump on and move through the hair coat, they contact those chemicals. Those chemicals are then absorbed through the cuticle, the exoskeleton of the flea, and then they succumb. So that's the topical spot-ons.
And they really work. If you choose the right one, particularly with the new chemistry that you're talking about.
Yes, if you choose the right one, and again, you know, your veterinarian in your area will tell you, because not every product performs the exact same every place. So you have to choose the right one, and quite frankly, only your veterinarian is going to know which one the right one is. But then now we've also got the new orals, as you alluded to earlier. You know, these new orals are the compounds you give, you know, obviously by mouth. A couple of the new ones are actually orable chews, which really have a high palatability. Dogs really seem to like them. They're dog only at this point. When they get in the bloodstream of the dog, and when the fleas bite, they're rapidly killed. And I think that surprises people, because historically people have said, well, I can't use an oral or systemic to control fleas because fleas have to bite to get it. Well, that's true, but there's kind of a fallacy here. Because even with the topical spot-ons we talked about earlier, fleas still bite, because the topical spot-ons can't kill that flea fast enough to stop at least limited amount of biting and feeding. They just can't kill a flea that fast. So with the orals, yes, the fleas are going to take a blood meal, but the poison's in that blood meal. And those fleas rapidly succumb to that, and then they die. And we've actually found that you can manage not only fleas, flea egg production, but even the allergic condition called flea autodermatitis, even with the orals, because those fleas are killed so fast.
At the end of the day, though, it's all about talking to your veterinarian about the right protection for your pet, in part depending on where you live, in part depending on your pet's lifestyles.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to talk to your veterinarian. We have seasonality differences. We have flea susceptibility differences across North America. Talk to your veterinarian, and they'll prescribe the right product. One of the keys here is you've got to treat every flea-infested animal in your house, because one of the common things we see is we're treating these dogs that have allergy, and we forget about the cat.
We should never forget about the cat. Thank you, Dr. Dryden.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, and they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.